brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Nick Baggage is coming up in about 15 minutes to talk about breakaway civilization and what that means. Couldn't be a more important topic. We're joined by Jakari Jackson and Adan Salazar. Jakari, when you get back, we'll obviously debrief you here in studio tomorrow or Friday and for the nightly news. But other points you'd like to add before we go to Adan Salazar, who's part of your team, but he's there at the hotel, just filed another story. You're out there at the Pacific Ocean on the beach. A scientist baffled by mass sardine die-off on the west. That just broke. But where are you right now, Jakari?
We're in San Diego, Alex. We're actually right across the street from the airport and right in front of the U.S. Coast Guard back here. So I think probably the most interesting things to me were definitely Half Moon Bay at Surfers Beach and the good awake people there. Some of the negative aspects of it were the trendies pretty much in San Francisco who didn't care about anything at all. Also, when we were driving up and down the coast, we saw some beautiful coastlines up in Oregon. I think probably the most appealing man-made aspects we saw were in Orange County, where the people there are so trendy they think that they actually own the beach. But we still had to do what we had to do to get the readings. We have some guys who are quite stealthy, so we were able to pull that off. But just moving up and down the coast, it's been a great time, and hopefully we can educate some more people about radiation.
Well, absolutely. Scientists have confirmed that radiation has been linked to some die-offs of tuna and other things. There was an article out yesterday that radiation in fish is 24 times what's normal.
They're also testing the kelp.
And they're testing the kelp now, but we've got a Don's headline, scientists baffled by mass sardine die-off on West Coast. A mystery fuels concerns that radiation already made its way across the Pacific Ocean. That's a great headline. We're going to go to a Don, but 2 years ago, a year after they admitted that they caught fish with high radiation off the San Diego coast. So the radiation's been making its way. Increased radiation is now making its way across. I want to be clear with everybody. Fukushima radiation has been hitting 3 months after Fukushima. It was hitting the West Coast weeks after it hit via the air and was picked up in the atmosphere. So it's a great article by Adan Salazar, who we're going to go to now. But we're going to add some links in there about where it has already reached there. But we're trying to draw attention to this. Thank you so much, Jakari Jackson.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, and stay there. I'm going to come back in the next segment. Think of anything else you want to cover, because I know you'll think of things you didn't get to. So much has happened. We haven't talked to you in 2 days. After I finish in this segment, a little bit of the next with Adan. Adan, you're getting a lot of articles out. Your story's up on Drudge. It makes a lot of sense that if you're going to have, you know, signs out about jellyfish or riptides, why not tell people that it's been recorded 1,400% higher radiation by San Francisco than it's supposed to be? But shifting gears into what we've seen in the last week of you guys being out there, what's your bottom line?
I guess the bottom line really is, Alex, that there is a concern out here. There should be, at least, that something is going on. You know, maybe not so much up the coast from Surfers Beach, but further downwards, we found at least 100 CPM 100 miles away from Surfers Beach, like further down the coast. So definitely there is a concern if radiation levels should typically hover around 30 CPM. I think scientists should be, and the news media should be covering this. I don't understand why they're not.
Well, I know you're filing these reports quickly and doing a great job. And I understand we want to be careful about this, but as your editor, I guess, here on air, the article says mystery fuels concerns that radiation has already made its way across the Pacific Ocean. You know, the issue is that it fuels concern that that increased radiation after 3 years of Fukushima buildup is killing the sea life. You know, I mean, I think the concern is that radiation's killing them and causing the mass die-offs. We know radiation has made its way across and the new wave's hitting. So, I mean, I'm proud of the fact that our reporters don't sensationalize this, but I want to talk about that with you when we come back and also get your take on the fact that the mainstream media still isn't covering this. What was it like when the police said you couldn't be outside a nuclear power plant? All this and more with Adan Salazar. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, scientists are reporting massive die-off of sardines, part of the 98% die-off in the northern Pacific Ocean being reported by major universities. Don Salazar has just posted an article up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com detailing that. Jakari Jackson and the crew, who I want to talk to as soon as some of the other crew get back with Jakari, they are out there in San Diego right now. Despite dangerously high radiation levels, no caution signs at Surfers Beach, where they found 1,400% higher radiation levels. Now, that's up by San Francisco. They're now down in Southern California, picking up between 50 microrems and 90 microrems. It's a big deal when it's 90 microrems. That means there's some heavily radioactive stuff out there. And they're picking up, the universities are, man-made isotopes. That is, isotopes from man-made reactions. They're picking up regular background radiation being up, I guess, from earthquakes, what a lot of scientists think. But we are here to draw attention to this. They finally had two or three newspapers cover the fact that we're forcing coverage of this, and that's why we're there. But, Adon, you've now been up and down the West Coast, up to Portland, back down to Southern California. What are the most important points up there as an InfoWars reporter and writer that you'd like to relay to folks? What is it like having the police come and say on public property, on a sidewalk, you can't film a nuclear reactor, you know, that's behind fences. I mean, this is what you see in a third world dictatorship. And what are some of the other highlights of your reporting that you think you'd like to tell folks?
Well, I wasn't really there when Jakari got confronted by the police, but as soon as they got into the car and told me about that, I asked if we were living in North Korea. It was definitely a violation of the First Amendment. If I would have been there, I would have definitely kept the camera rolling since we were on a public sidewalk. Some important points I wanted to impart to the viewers is that there's not so much radiation going up from Surfers Beach, but it's still double the amount that should be allowed. However, further south from Surfers Beach, it is going up. Almost we found like 112 CPM, which CPM is the counts per minute. The Geiger counter kind of picks up ionizing radiation, which in my article from yesterday, I pointed out that the EPA says causes cancer. So we're not concerned with this radiation that's causing cancer. I don't get it. That's why I wrote the article about no radiation.
Sure. Well, that's why you're there, is that I want to know for my family. I want to discover what's going on. I want to understand this, and it's part of a larger culture, again, of, hey, are you concerned about increased radiation at the Golden Gate Bridge? No, I like Justin Bieber. And they don't understand Justin Bieber, a guy that literally looks like he's got a diaper on, just a nobody idiot. They have force-fed people. When I'm out in California, it's like you're in a bubble. All the media culture, all the dumbing down is like intensified four or five times. And people really care about celebrities to a point of mental illness. And then meanwhile, you know, they'll sign a petition to arrest all gun owners and put them in FEMA camps. They'll sign a petition to make Obama dictator. And then, yeah, we're going to make him dictator and arrest the Tea Party. I hear you. Good. Let's arrest him. I mean, what do you call... There's a lot of good Californians, but they're a minority. What would you call these people? They're beyond trendies. I mean, what are these creatures?
I don't know. I was thinking we could film a zombie movie here if we wanted to, actually.
Now, Don, I've been asking some of the questions. Well, what are key points you want to report to folks?
Well, basically, you should be aware that there's radiation spewing. You're surrounded by it. You've got to, I would say, get some Geiger counters if you can invest in that. Just start making sure all your food is safe because what we found, everything was about above 30 CPM, which is the normal level. One banana we tested was like at 28, so that's a little bit below the normal level. But everything like those... fish that we Jakari said we saw some fishermen catch off a Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant, that was 60, and that kind of startled us. You know, it's like, well, why is the fish so high? You know, but yeah, definitely people need to start checking the radiation levels, and if they could buy a Geiger counter, I guess it's kind of like impractical, but I was thinking I kind of want one after doing all this.
Sure. Well, you folks can all borrow the office ones we bought. Three field meters, as they call them, and one Geiger counter, as you said, they both pick up radiation but different ways to gauge it, but both are scientific. And again, just by drawing attention to this, we can begin to turn things around. Even if you have a doubling of the background radiation or a tripling, not a seven times or ten times like you guys found, the issue is with sardines or fish, they keep eating other little fish and plankton and little single-cell organisms that are picking up the radiation, and then it builds up in them, just like mercury builds up in a fish. And this is a big deal that we have this sardine die-off, and then scientists are baffled. And then meanwhile, you guys are at the beach, see a guy catch a fish, you walk over, and it has high radiation levels. Where was that? Where did that happen?
That was in Avila Beach, California, off of like Hartford Pier near the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant.
Wow, amazing. Well, thank you so much, Don Salazar. We'll continue to watch and read your reports, the video reports and text reports coming up. And thank you for going out there to cover this. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just I want to thank the viewers for supporting us. And, you know, it's not a plug, but, you know, maybe you might want to think about investing in Nation Iodine. I take it every day, and I feel a lot safer being out here, being, you know, knowing that I've taken it. So.
By the way, I didn't tell you to plug that, but that's a good idea. Why be ashamed of the fact that we have the best Nation Iodine out there, I believe. I've done the research. I take it. Almost all the crew that's taken it says they felt dramatic results just with their acuity, health, energy, you name it. In fact, Don, I've never asked you this, but it is one of our main products that helps fund the operation, InfoWars Life Survival Shield, InfoWarsLife.com. I'll just ask you, I guess I'll go out here naked on this and not know what you're going to say. How long have you been taking it, and what has it done?
I've been taking it since we got it in shipping, in the shipping department, and some of the first few days after taking it, I really felt like I was detoxing. It felt almost immediate. I could feel weird, like, you know, like you say, it is like a mental clarity. But yeah, like, it makes you feel like you are detoxing at first, but after that, you know, I guess it's your thyroid absorbing all the iodine.
Well, sure. I mean, we've got the recommended dose on the back. I'm not going to tell folks what I do, but the fact is when you take enough of it, you actually feel the thyroid puff up and actually detox. It's just amazing. Well, Don Salazar, thank you so much. So finishing that point, you say, I mean, we're doing a plug now, I guess. Why not? You brought it up. So at first you detox. That's what happened to me the first month. Then what happened?
I haven't even given it to my roommates, and they just keep on taking it. It's just, I think, it's a peace of mind because, you know, iodine's been removed from most of the foods, and the only way you're getting it is through, salt now. And if you're not eating salt, you're not getting the proper amount of iodine you need.
And then that's the bound chemical type. This is the real elemental nascent atomic type that just goes right into the blood. That's why it's so amazing. Thank you very much, Don. Look forward to seeing you back tomorrow.
Look forward to seeing you, too.
All right. Let's get a final comment from Jakari and the crew. We're going to go to break and come back with Dr. Nick Begich, who will be with us 20 minutes into the next hour, talking about breakaway civilization. Jakari, is Glenn Trolls and the rest of the crew there?
Yes, and also, Alex, we have a viewer. Come on in here, sir. He just walked up spontaneously. Sir, what's your name? What brought you out here?
You guys, because I had to come and say hi to Jakari, the man. And the crew and everything, and I live 5 miles from here, and I'm really worried about all this.
Well, sir, you're the man, because you support our broadcast. You have the T-shirts on. You're the one out there spreading this information. So you live 5 miles from here, and when you first heard about the news at Half Moon Bay at Surface Beach, what was your response?
I wasn't surprised, because I knew it's all coming here. I'm just glad you guys are there, because I don't have my own Geiger counter right now. But I got a couple things at home that register some radiation, but I don't think it's strong enough right now to register on those.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, sir, the strongest radiation we found was definitely at Half Moon Bay. It is a little bit stronger down here. It's probably about triple of what it's supposed to be. But thus far, you don't have as much to worry about as those people up there. But you should still try to protect yourself. And what will you do to try to keep yourself safe?
Well, I'm obviously on that nascent iodine. I got a couple, 10 more bottles coming.
See, Alex, this is what happens. You know, you come out and you meet real awake people, and this man's going to protect himself. So this isn't going to be one of those guys, you know, begging for Obamacare to come and save him. He's going to take care of himself. Big, sturdy gentleman right
here.
But
by the way, I mean, we're doing reports out there, and every time you're out there doing a live event, even if there's only 10 people walking by, one of them's a listener. But we did not plan this.
No,
people
this
are going to say this fella's a conspiracy, and we had him pop up out there.
Look at this shirt now. Look at this shirt. This is a worn shirt.
This is an old shirt. I bought this a while ago, and it's been around. And the last guy who saw me in CBS, he came up and he's like, "Oh, I like that shirt." And
well, I mean, the illustration here is
he got too worked up.
What's amazing is that's how big this show is. We are the new media. We are the real media. Get a comment from this fella about his take on the New World Order.
Okay, sir, what are your thoughts on the New World Order?
It's just terrible. I mean, they're just pulling the wool over all of our eyes. Well, not all of ours, but most of us. And it's going to take a lot of us to wake up, and it's happening, though.
Well, at least you're awake. And now you can go and you can wake up other people just like we saw the people in Half Moon Bay. There's one lady, then it was two guys, and then it was three guys. And the lady said, "My friend's hair is falling out, so I'm going to get on this." And that's how it starts. Just one guy can make a difference. And it was one guy, Alex, that went out to Half Moon Bay at Surface Beach with his Geiger counter. And now look at the people that are coming awake of this.
Ask this fella in closing. We're out of time, Jakari. I'll get all the crew in studio tomorrow, the next day, and debrief everybody. So, you know, we're not thousands of miles apart. But asking, did he see you on a live feed and come out there, or did he see you in person?
All right, sir, final question. Did you see us on a live feed and come out here, or did you just come out here spontaneously?
No, I knew you guys were going to be out here all week, and then I was just listening to you, and Jakari's like, "Hey, I'm in front of the airport." And I said, all right, I'm in my car. I was here 5 minutes later. I'm so happy. This is the best day in a long time. You guys are the man.
Man, our listeners are so good. It's so humbling. It makes me feel bad seeing how cool that guy is and how nice he is and how much he likes us. I mean, it's very humbling, actually. All right, Dr. Baggage coming up.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
Do you know about the NSA loophole? Or maybe you think your law-abiding ways are too boring for them to care about you. Tell that to the Virginia farmer who was audited by the IRS because of her Tea Party activities. Or the Texas man who woke up to a SWAT team raid because of online comments he had made about his gun collection. No, God-fearing Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Learn how to drop off the government's radar and get off the grid at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
We're here live, back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. Find showtimes and details at InfoWarsNews.com. Well, Dr. Nick Begich is going to be with us 20 minutes to the next hour, and I really appreciate him giving us his time. He's in Hawaii right now doing research. He's the eldest son of the late U.S. Congressman from Alaska, Nick Begich Sr., and political activist, Peggy Begich. He is well known for leading Native groups in Alaska. He's also known for leading states' rights. He's really a populist. He's also known for being a best-selling author and filmmaker. And I'm not going to go over all the rest of his letters because he's no stranger to the informed population out there. He received his Doctor of Medicine for independent work in health and political science from the Open International University of Complementary Medicines. And he's got a bunch of other degrees. I'm not going to get into all of that. But what he's really known for is exposing the breakaway civilization, the technocracy that is engineering the entire world with backdoors, Trojan horses, and systems of control to then merge humans with machines, create a new species, forcibly reduce world population. And he documents with the patents and the actual government documents and has testified to Congress and the EU Parliament and you name it on these issues. NSA, you name it. And I'm not building him up here. I'm just giving you the facts because we've got so much breaking news here dealing with all this and all these attempts to control human consciousness and dumb us down. Vaccines in the food, nanotech, chips inside your computers that are radio controlled. We told you that years ago. Now it's in the New York Times today. We're going to cover it all with him today. First, get his take on the increasing radiation on the West Coast, even up to Alaska, the sardine die-offs up to 1,400% higher radiation off San Francisco, confirmed by the health department, saying it's no big deal. And then I want to get his take again on the fact that he says electromagnetic mind manipulation is their main focus, not chemical and biological, even though that's what we know a lot about. So he joins us to talk about the technocracy that's gone from being in the shadows when he was covering it 20 years ago to being now much of it out in the open because it's now absorbing the old system. And at that point, it has to reveal itself. Earthpulse.com is the website, and you can find his books and films on that site. Dr. Begich, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex. It's always good, and it's been a little while since we've been on with you. Just a quick rundown. I've been in Hawaii the last week or so, and I've been using a Red Alert 100, which does the alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray radiation detection. It's a really good device, but I'm not seeing any big changes in the background radiation here at the moment.
That's good.
That it's not happening, but we're running about 6 to 11 counts per minute, which for here is pretty normal over the last few years. I've been watching that. In Alaska, I'm a little bit interior, not so much on the coast, but our coastline is really huge. In fact, it's bigger than the West, East, and Gulf Coast combined, the Alaska coastline. So very, very little of it has been looked at least by anybody independent. And so just the south central portions around Anchorage. And that background is around 20 rads. Or counts per...
what is the normal, because I've read between 15 and 20, and I know you're more of an expert on this, but the average reading we're getting in California is around a 90.
Yeah, that's high compared to the background. But something else that people don't realize is that at higher elevations, you actually get a higher count per minute. In fact, coming over here, just as you know, I tested the device at 31,000 feet, you know, getting up to the cruise levels of airliners, and there you get between 380 and 420 counts per minute, which is huge. But that's normal. You know, years ago, back in the 90s, I also did this in some trips going across to Europe. I got as high as 600 counts per minute using one generation back from the current device that I'm using now. But this is a military spec detection device. And what people don't realize is if you travel a lot, you're a pilot, you're a steward, stewardess on an airplane, you're getting hit with a lot of radiation day in, day out for hours on end. And most people are pretty unaware of that.
All right. Well, Dr. Begich, we're going to go to break, a long 18-minute segment. I'm going to give you the floor to talk about whatever you think is most important front and center right now, the NSA scandal, all the news breaking. But then I want to get into the breakaway civilization. That's what I call it. I've heard other people call it that. I want to get your take on that because I would say your work, if I had to crystallize it and condense it, is exposing the shadow, breakaway, corporate, governmental technocratic system. I mean, basically, they're creating a new system.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Nick Begich is our guest. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And we're becoming passé to a great extent. And by that, everything he talked about, I talked about from the documents in the last 20 years, myself 18, him more than 25 years, really, is now out in the open. Maybe 50% of it, exactly as we detailed it, has now come out. But the other 50% that we've told you about or more has not come out yet. But they are transferring dictatorial power, the Republicans are, to Obama on the NSA, on Obamacare, on borders. And, of course, it's not about Obama, folks. It's that the power structure wants this. And this is happening in Japan. This is happening in Germany. This is happening in Europe. Dictatorial movements, an arms race technologically to dominate domestic populations, siphoning off more than three-quarters of our resources to put it into secret projects, and then jacking all the telecommunications, all the phones, all the computers into systems to surveil and control and tax us. People say, well, I don't care if you surveil me. I have nothing to hide. Again, it's like a gazelle saying, I don't care if a lion surveils me. I have nothing to hide. Well, the lion wants to eat you. Doesn't care that you're not bad. The gazelle's like, I'm not robbing banks. I'm not kidnapping children. Why should I worry if that lion's looking at me and surveilling me and stalking me? We're being stalked by predators. And here's some of the headlines. Shooting for the moon, Google hopes to own the future. That's Obama's slogan, by the way. And that's what they want. They are engineering the future and then having us just accept it. And I want Dr. Begich to chronicle it with his expertise how that battle's going. Google's reach expands into your home more via $3.2 billion Nest acquisition. They're buying everything up. It's not just Google. Identity thieves gear up to steal your tax refund or Obamacare. What secrets your iPhone is sharing about you? Wall Street Journal, how companies are tracking you with it. Yeah, they all have a stake at the table. So they're all given a stake at the table, like the ring wraiths given the sub-rings by the one ring to be bound to the ring. This technocracy is taking them all together and in the darkness binding them. And again, we broke this last year. I really broke this 15 years ago, 16 years ago with sources. It's longer, 1997, talking to telecommunications whistleblowers about how, no, the cable boxes, the cell phones, they have chips in them with capacitors or chips that pick up microwaves, and then they transmit info even when your phone's not on. And then we broke last year, secret 3G Intel chip gives Snoop's backdoor PC access even when your computer's off. It's energized by the microwave radiation. Well, what's in the New York Times today? NSA devises radio pathway into computers. And guess what is accessing your computers with these chips? But this article is a whitewash, claiming they put it at the factory with pre-orders to 100,000 people they wanted to watch. Oh, it's just for them. See how they're doling out the lies, titrating the dose of poison? This is total criminal, organized crime rebellion by the ruling technocratic elite. This is 1,000 times bigger than the Manhattan Project. It's system-wide, trying to create an artificial reality to forcibly insert us into it. Now, Dr. Nick Begich, I want A, do you agree with that analysis? B, give us the state of the world, who these people are, just your professor as well, obviously. Give us the large view, then break down what's happening and where you see this battle for humanity and how serious this is.
Well, it really is. I think most of it's driven by fear from the elite, of people really waking up to what we're potentially capable of. This is something that most of the world fails to recognize. We followed it, as you say, 20, 25 years. We followed the change in technology and sort of the shift to technology. And so much of what was supposed to happen in this particular period in our history has not happened. You know, the promises of the 1960s to a working people that would work less work hours in a work week, live a much higher standard of living, all that is myth. There's a very small percentage of the population that have achieved that, and usually and ultimately on the backs of the masses. And even in the United States, where the happy talk about an improving economy escapes most Americans, because most Americans are sitting at a level of income that was much less than they were years ago in terms of real dollars. When you look at the bigger picture from the standpoint of controls, that's what we've been reporting on for years, how technology can either serve us or work against us. And unfortunately, it has really worked against us. When you think about massive data collection, the books we published in the past, Angels Don't Play the Sharp, that people got a lot of information from. But one of the more important books that people kind of ignored, and maybe it was the title, it's Earth Rising, the Revolution, but it's on all of these technologies that are coming out now. We wrote it in 1999 and in 2000. But the surveillance society, the idea of using not just to monitor activity, but then to utilize these very same electronic systems to modify behavior over large populations, utilizing the very mediums that we depend on as sort of the vehicle for accomplishing that. And, you know, when we get into the whole mind effects issues, what's modern propaganda really mean? It's way more than just the information provided and the way it's framed. There's a lot more going on. Just when you watch a television broadcast, on most television broadcasts, kind of commercial viewing, the kinds of propaganda that's obvious, what isn't so obvious is just a manipulation of the light signal can put someone in a very suggestive state, where you'll take the information in and anchor it as if it were the reality. So reshaping reality is, in fact, what much of the media really is all about. And I would say it is all about. It's about the ultimate form of controlling human behaviors by really attacking the entertainment industry, where look at the average person's viewing time, the time that in which we're entertained, and it's a significant amount of diversion from what is really important. Like you said, in California, people are more interested in Justin Bieber than they are about what's going on in their own coastline. All of that, I think, is by design. And at the same time, when you look back historically at some of the things that were discovered, particularly about our potential as human beings, this became the greatest threat, I think, to government organizations. But just kind of looking at the broader picture from the standpoint of resources, energy, the big issues in the news all the time, the idea of scarcity on the planet, I don't agree with that. I think this planet is abundant in what it has to offer humanity and what humanity has to offer this planet. We're stewards. We're not applying that very well. And I think the elite is afraid. I mean, these greater systems of control are a reflection of fear of the average person within a population.
I agree with you. What about big picture? Because they brag, Ray Kurzweil, all of them, that the head of Google technology development, that they're going to be merging with machines, that we'll be like bugs compared to them in the future. And then you see that they are using our money when we buy a car, buy a phone, whatever, to make us pay for hijacking technology to tax and track us and trace us. If we have a cultural awakening to this and a backlash, they'll have to remove it, but we have to admit it's going on first to be able right. to do that.
Right, and when you think about a controlled and directed society, you know, the idea of microcircuits in computers, and you'll remember this, Alex, you know, 10, 15 years ago, there was a big concern about the V-chip, you know, what they were going to put in computers. Well, they did. You know, it's in all of them. There's a backdoor in every electronic system on the planet. If you can transmit it electromagnetically, I don't care whether it's power grids, the internet, television, radio, you can piggyback signals on, and you can monitor signals. And that's the old signal intelligence regime really emerging in the early part of the last century with the very invention of radio. But the fact is, all electronic communications have been tracked and monitored and cataloged. The problem has always been, once you have all this data, how do you sort it?
So now they're giving it to supercomputers that they believe can actually tell the future. And I've said that for over a decade. Now they admit that that's actually what they're able to do in mass movements. So we have to get outside of our routines. We have to, not just so they can't track us, to change the paradigm. They're trying to model the paradigm, then add stimuli into it to manipulate the paradigm. That's why they want to be able to gauge us, is to then more effectively manipulate us. That's why we have to become aware of the manipulation, resist it, speak out against it. I remember 4 years ago it came out in the Associated Press in Minnesota that they were putting in light bulbs that communicated with the computers in the police department, and that also the patent for that said that it could actually be used to hypnotize somebody. I pointed that out. People said it wasn't real. Or data over power lines, where now I've confirmed with engineers, the government can have power into your house, interface with chips that are in the new appliances to track what you're doing. And people go, oh, Alex, the electricity isn't spying on us. They are so ignorant. It's like people, when I first covered spider goats 15 years ago, would come up to me in the street and say, you're a liar, even when it was in CBS News, part spider, part goat. I mean, people really need to realize we're not in 1955.
Right, right. You know, the idea of technology is way ahead of where we really think it is. When you think about supercomputers, which I believe the intelligence agencies actually have some versions of these, but the difference, let me tell you the difference. When you think about computing power, if you look at a modern supercomputer as we think about them, not the quantum computers that are coming, but a supercomputer, by comparison, a quantum computer, which is the direction which NSA and others are headed, maybe already there. This will increase computing time. What all the people on the planet working with hand calculators for making a calculation every 5 seconds for 60 hours, you know, that's a lot. That's what a modern supercomputer can do in a second. A quantum computer can do what that supercomputer can do in a trillion years. Now, think about this from a standpoint of scale. What that means is that every encryption system on the planet with quantum computers are gone. The idea of cataloging and organizing all of the information that's been cataloged and stored. So think about a supercomputer of this size, a quantum computer, just rolling out in a few seconds, grabbing every bit of information on the planet that's been stored in any system and collating it in a way that gives you absolute resolution and transparency over every human being that's ever made an electronic footprint.
And the Pentagon calls that their map of the world.
Yeah. Now, think about it from this perspective. And there was a PBS special on it. When you look at the Internet as kind of the worldwide mind of the 21st century, at least the beginning of it, the predictions as we go forward is that we'll have a wireless worldwide mind that will connect every conscious, intelligent human being together without the networks, without the hardware that we're familiar with. This is something I think already occurs by nature, by the way we're created as human beings. But here's man looking to override that system. And I think that's been the root of a lot of the work that's been done in discovering sort of what human consciousness is and how to manipulate and control it.
Yeah, let's talk about epigenetics and things for people that don't know, where they take 10 generations of chickens that have never been outside, inside a building, then they start projecting clouds, a plane, a kite. The chickens don't run, they've never seen a hawk, but when they see a hawk 10 generations down, they run. That's epigenetics, or what they think is 96% junk isn't. It's actually coding of all the race memories of the humans before us. That's now been proven. I think this is going to backfire. When they jack everybody into this, that group collective is going to overpower no matter what these computers do. And that's why I think that's just one of the wild cards in this whole situation.
Right. Well, you know, I know, from a philosophical background, I believe absolutely that we're created in the image of a creator, when you think about that, when you contemplate that, what suppresses our ability to function that way then? You know, and it's this idea of creating a constant environment of fear and worry, which the elite have done sufficiently, so that people's higher states of awareness, higher state of consciousness, your rational thinking cannot occur in a state of constant fear. You can look at an EEG that measures brainwaves, and you can look at that brainwave activity over any of the negative emotions, fear, anxiety, and you see these incoherent brain patterns that are associated with flight, fight responses, these kinds of things. If you can keep people in that state, just sort of in an underlying state of agitation, you'll never reach these higher states of awareness where you can actually function at your created level. When you look at what happens in states of love, compassion, empathy, you get very rhythmic patterns that are associated with higher order thinking. Both hemispheres, both sides of the brain begin to work together, which stimulate the analytical and the creative, which starts to create solutions and observations and perceptions of the world that are quite different when you're really being pressed, programmed. You're not watching the television programming. You're part of that programming in the way this whole system evolves.
I was about to say, I mean, look at all the studies coming out where the television makes other areas of the brain smaller and less gray matter, but the cerebral cortex becomes thicker, but actually a lot dumber, because it's designed now to just respond. It gets bigger while everything else gets smaller. When it's supposed to actually get smaller, everything else gets thicker, to then have the brain communicate together. That's the opposite of what we would want to, you know, do, is what they're actually creating. And as you know, they knew in the 50s in studies what the television was doing. That's why these people grown up in front of televisions, they don't have brains that can ever really do anything but be spectators. They are really kind of zombies. Is there any way to reverse that? These people are brain damaged.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I know it's difficult for people to do it. I did it 3.5 years ago. I just turned it off, you know, and accept programming on a really limited basis, which is more initiated by me rather than thrown at me. But the other thing is, there's a lot of things you can do to enhance your human performance. At EarthPulse.com, we've studied that in the book Controlling the Human Mind, which I know your program and network has carried for years. We get into sort of the alternate side of this. How do you enhance human mental functions so that you can be a strong system and sort of avoid some of that, I call it intellectual pollution. You know, really it is. But you can do things. You can enhance human performance in ways that are quite profound. In fact, I think when I look back on the mind effects programs of the CIA and others going back into the 1950s, the real discovery wasn't about sort of how to create the Manchurian candidate, although they figured that out too. There's a lot of work on that that you've talked about, I've talked about in the past. But more importantly, and more fearfully for government agencies doing the research, was that every human being, every single soul on the planet had this unique capability that if it could be harnessed, if it could be triggered, it makes us all very, very powerful.
That's why they dropped the LSD and hallucinogens, because it wasn't controlling people, it was brain boosting them.
Right. And when you look at all of it, you know, the research that was done, what they discovered were these anomalous human capabilities that would squirt out or pop out in some unexplained way. And then what was realized is that every human being could reach these states of awareness. And there's, I think that's the change. You know, when you think about, I did this big conference that was closed. It was only experts brought in on the mind effects issue when I was working with the Lay Institute in Dallas. And what we did there, and what was interesting, is every scientist that appeared had the perception or the belief that the next leap in human evolution was, in fact, this idea that we would remember or recognize this hidden capability that each of us have.
Well, sure, and the elite understand that, and I want you to continue your point, but isn't that what's backfiring on the technocrats? Is that so many of their own people then grasp the research and then don't want to dehumanize humanity and actually want to embrace humanity? And the secret is that the not the lust or even the seduction, because those are the wrong words, but the wondrousness of embracing goodness is such a draw, especially in such a dark culture, that there's an inner rebellion by the brain and the soul itself, and a 100th monkey syndrome. For those that don't know, you might tell them what that is.
Yeah, you know what? You reach a certain level of things, and they sort of collapse. I mean, think about the revolution in Eastern Europe in the 90s. You know, you couldn't really pin down leadership, although there was some leadership around. It was a spontaneous recognition of change, and it occurred very rapidly and very swiftly. I think the same thing can happen in terms of how people become more aware. Scientists from within the programs, many of them do have these epiphanies where they recognize what's going on and they withdraw. And, you know, when we first started our work, one of the things we did and we continue to do is we reach right into the midst of them. And you do it too. You show up on their doorstep and you put information in the hands of people, intelligent people, and our work has always been well documented, well footnoted. And what happens is people change their mind. They change their view of reality, and good people are throughout all of these organizations come into some state of awareness and begin to turn that knowledge a different direction. I think that's the fifth column of the next revolution, the revolution of consciousness, where we step into who we are, begin to take control of our governments in the way our founding fathers intended, as self-actualizing human beings that recognize our connection to one another in a profound way, in a way that only when we recognize our role in this world as stewards, can we truly evolve. And I think that's what's going on. We got to let go of the fear. We got to recognize what we are, begin to look at the technologies that can help us advance, but at the same time recognize skeptically the direction.
Yes, sir. Well, there's no doubt if you watch movies like V for Vendetta, they kind of create archetypal images of how authoritarianism really works, where the government's surveilling the public and knows that they're incredibly unpopular. And, you know, they say more fear, turn up the fear. You see all this scary news, but the government will save you. Don't worry. I've never been a fear monger, but some people that are in fear misunderstand what I'm doing. I'm saying, look at the danger of the tyrants. Look at what they do. Look at what they create. We should not be afraid of letting them run things. You shouldn't be afraid of standing up to them. You should be afraid of not standing up. And then once people get empowered, they realize how much power they have, then they're through the fear. And I think that's why I've been unintentionally very effective, is that in my kind of mania or hysteria sometimes, because I am concerned, I'm able to shake people out of their comfort zone. What do you say to that?
I think that's exactly right. You know, people are, all of us fall into a stupor. You know, we fall into our routines, and it does take that. That's why we have this spread of emotions, you know, from one end of the spectrum to the other. It is what we are as human beings, how we express ourselves, how we rise to our own energy, and you can't do it in a neutral position. I've always appreciated the fact that this is the kind of information that stimulates people to think again. The first step in change is to get the information. And like you, Alex, we've been at the public information game an awful long time, but it does work over time, and that's been my observation. I wouldn't continue to do it. The fact is, people are waking up. Things are getting worse. Some people say, well, you know, it's so horrible, so terrible. But at the same time, that's what it takes sometimes, most of the time, unfortunately, to wake us all up. Everyone that's got a little bit of gray hair remembers this. You know, it's in the tough times that you become the strongest human that you are. And that's where we are as a country, where we are as a world right now, at that doorway.
That's right. Let me raise this point. It's an Elizabeth Rentner article on InfoWars.com. Paradigm change. British docs turn to prescribing books for depression. Boston Globe's reporting on it. Raw Stories reporting on it. Natural Society first reported on it. But the issue here is that I talk to the doctors, the scientists, you name it, and they're like, look, yeah, no, Big Pharma runs things. They want to suppress humanity. We know that the prescription psychotropics are really bad for most people. We know reading a book or St. John's Wort is better. And they're just starting to rebel everywhere. And learning that Big Pharma and the regulators don't have all the power. They want to fully take over medicine because they know MD medicine is starting to wake up. The fact that all this tyranny is coming in is a desperate action by the jail guards to keep us chained to the oars.
Well, and this is important because when you think about socialized medicine, friends of mine in Europe, you know, talk to me about it all the time. Recently, a friend's lost a father to cancer. Well, because she might genetically be predisposed, she's required to keep her insurance to go ahead and get screened for cancer. Now, you know, it's kind of an invasive thing, but government has your whole record, all your family's record. They can't even protect that record, incidentally, which no one's talking much about right now. But the reality is, they then dictate what becomes the PDR, what is the physician's desk reference of cures, and nothing else is permitted. It's really, it's again a Trojan horse. It gets you sucked into a system that's a system of death when you compare what's happening in the United States in medical issues compared to the amount of money we spend. You know, this is a death trap in this country. The reality is the kind of accountability that needs to happen in medicine didn't happen. And the big issue should have been that no pharmaceutical should be sold in the United States for more than it sells in any other country in the world. It ought to be on parity. We ought to bargain that hard. We're the biggest consumer of any prescription drugs anywhere. We ought to be bargaining it. Secondly, we ought to be regulating the advertising on prescription drugs. 40% of the budget on prescription drugs is for advertising drugs you can't even buy unless you're a medical professional. Shouldn't be allowed any more than alcohol on television is allowed in most venues. The reality is that the industry spends 60% of the money is on those prescription drugs when you look at pharma across the United States from all forms of health care. That's the problem. You know, when you look at centralized billing and collections, no one wants to share the data. If you shared the data, you could simplify the insurance claims and actually share it in a way that you could utilize it for your own health protection. The fact is we've done this upside down. Instead, we've given more power to insurance companies, we've given more power to pharma, we've given more power to the so-called Western system of medicine, which in my view is greatly flawed unless you're breaking bones. The reality is we need more individual control of our health care, not more government control of our health care. We need more individual control of every aspect of our lives, and we have exactly the opposite happening.
All right, Dr. Beggins, we got 20 more minutes with you. I want to get into who the globalists are from your deep research, what their endgame plan is if we don't stop them, and what in your gut you really think is going to happen in the future. Because we're living in a fantastic science fiction movie. The establishment wants to make it dystopic. We want to make it a liberty empowered. We're going to be right back in the third hour. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.